It's a Monday.
What did you use to dangle?
It's Macca, Dame Shirley, and we've got old Lakey in as well.
Tom,
we've got to give you a nickname, haven't we? Should we call you Lakey?
Lakey.
All right. No?
Yeah. No.
What are you called at school?
I don't really get given a nickname, but there's one person that calls me Lakers.
Lakers?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Which would you prefer, Lakey or Lakers?
Don't mind.
Okay, Lakey. All right.
Oh, so, I like that. Lakers.
We're here until 1 o'clock. You're disappearing at 11:30 because you're going swimming.
Yep.
All right. And we wanted to talk about various different things. We were talking about during the course of that song, the things that you watch on the TV and the stuff that you don't watch on the TV. And I'm with you because you don't like Strictly, The X Factor. You don't like soaps, but you did recently watch Emmerdale with the helicopter crash.
Yep.
I'm sure that they're going to come in for a bit of criticism, because if you remember, Dame Shirley, about 30-odd years ago, there was the Lockerbie disaster, and they had their own plane disaster.
That's
a couple
true.
Of years after, a couple of months after. And it all happens in Emmerdale, doesn't it?
I know it does.
Plane went down, the helicopter's gone
Three
down.
Three people have died.
Struck by lightning a couple of years back.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all doomed down there.
The pretty women are still in it, though, Ian.
Some of them are disappearing. Anyway, which leads us nicely on to Strictly Come Dancing, which is what you wanted to talk about.
I heard this morning for the first one that they're leaking them out today on the radio, apparently, and it's Jeremy Vine. Now, I like Jeremy Vine.
Oh, crikey.
I like him.
Hello, Radio 2, it's Jeremy Vine.
Have you seen him do the... What's
they
it called
ask the questions.
Telly? Yes, the eggheads.
Eggheads, yeah.
I like him on there.
Oh, I don't.
I like him. And I think he's going to be a good dancer, because he's very upright and straight.
I reckon he will. I reckon he'd be awful.
No,
I reckon he'd be like cardboard.
I'm going to make a bet with you then, Ian. I bet you he gets through to the final.
He sounds like he's constipated. Hello,
it's not
Jeremy Vine.
He's not talking on Strictly, is he? He's dancing.
No, but you'll soon be able to tell whether he is constipated when he's going around that dance floor. Okay, he will.
Yeah.
He will. If you can hear a bit of a noise in the background, it's not it's not Dame Shirley, okay, and it's not old Lakey. It's we've got a fan, a big fan. It's our only fan.
It's just one hanging off the ceiling.
Just about. Hey, look, we're here until 1 o'clock. We've got lots of things to talk about. So Strictly Come Dancing is back. Jeremy Vine is going to be the first.
That's the first
one on
one
it.
That was announced this morning on the radio. We just got to listen to see who the next ones were.
So you're not a fan of Strictly Come Dancing. Have you ever seen it?
I have seen it a couple of times, but only because my mum and sister.
Your mum watches it, I bet.
And your sister watches it too.
Yeah.
Now we do know a little bit about your sister. Apparently, she was coming in to help you today.
Yeah, just to listen.
But she couldn't make it because
she was doing her makeup in the car because she got up late and
doing her makeup in the car.
Yeah.
While the car was going.
Well, she had most of it.
It's difficult to put makeup on when you're in a car.
Yeah.
I suppose with you helping as well, I bet you were chipping in. And did you give a little nudge and stuff?
No.
No.
I'm not that mean.
No. But she's bigger than you anyway, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you put your makeup on this morning, Dame Shirley?
I don't wear makeup.
You don't wear makeup?
No.
So you don't have to. You're naturally beautiful, aren't you?
Yes, thank you.
Not like his poor sister. The age of 16, having to wear makeup.
But when you get to this age, sometimes you have to put a bit on sometimes to hide, you know.
The bruising.
I'm bruised somewhere this morning.
Yeah, we don't need to go into that. Now, are you a fan of George Ezra?
Who?
What do you mean, who? You're 12 years old, soon to be 13, or in your terms, 13.
Certainly.
All right, it's next week, isn't it? Your
Yeah,
yes, you think.
Yes, I think.
Yeah. You are going to be talking so differently when you leave here. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
We should point out at this stage that Tom Lakey is on the four-piece course, and he knows nothing about radio, and he knows nothing about George Ezra either. When I play this guy's, this new song of his, which is called Barcelona, look at his little face there. He ain't got a clue what we're talking about. But when you hear this song, I'm guaranteed you'll recognise the voice. I can't believe you'd never heard of George Ezra. He's roughly around about your age.
But Ian, he came out with somebody this morning that we'd never heard of.
Yeah, who was it you came out with?
Fetty Whip.
Who?
Fetty.
Fetty Whip.
Not Fatty.
No.
Fetty Whip. We asked about the song. What was the song called?
Trap Queen.
Trap Queen.
Yep.
And we then said, does it have any bad language in? And you went, well, there was a pause, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So there may have been
there
at the beginning.
There is a lot of this music now, the rap especially.
Well, hopefully there's no swearing in this. This is the new single from George Ezra. It's our record of the week. It's called Barcelona.
Of leather from your herb, I gather you know. Every time you have to go, shut my eyes and you know I'll be lying right by your side in Barcelona. Native man sang in a foreign tongue. I still ache to know the song that he sung, Barcelona. No, every time you have to go, shut my eyes and you know I'll be lying right by your side. Barcelona. Every time you have to go, shut my eyes and you know I'll be lying right by you in Barcelona. Ooh, Barcelona. Ooh, Barcelona. Ooh, not every time you have to go, I shut my mind and you know I'll be lying right by your side in Barcelona.
Song. It's from his current album, and I think it's about the fourth single from it. About time we had some new material, but that's Barcelona, and it's a really good song. That you think, Dame Shirley?
Yes, I do. I love it.
What about you, young man? Did you enjoy that?
It was all right, I suppose.
It was all right, I suppose. But you prefer the other song because you know all about George Ezra, Budapest, the one we played you sort of just to point out who George Ezra was because you didn't know.
Yes.
All right. Now I want to talk about Milk.
Oh yeah.
You seen this story?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I've got a really simple question.
Yeah.
Which I'll ask in a mo, but Tom is gonna simplify the story on the milk. What is the story on the milk?
Farmers are not getting paid enough for their milk by supermarkets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it, basically.
Yeah. Mm.
And the other long and short of it is that it costs, I think it's 28 pence to make or produce a pint of milk.
Mm.
Okay, and they're only getting 24 pence, so they're running at a loss.
That's right, they are.
And that's, I think what they've done. I don't agree with the cow going into the supermarket. Cause
no, they did. They took them in. And I kept thinking, well, golly, if he raises his tail, wouldn't it be awful?
I don't agree with that because obviously you're then breaking laws
hygiene
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's what they've done is they've highlighted. They've done this locally as well. I don't know if you know
they
this.
Yeah, did it in cows.
They took all the milk. Mm. They bought all the milk and they gave it all away.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. I think that's a brilliant way of highlighting it. And it's like a peaceful protest, isn't it?
Yeah, ideal at cows as well, isn't it? Cows.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, cows absolutely.
Meat. Yeah.
And you just picked up on something that they maybe should have made more of. You know, the cows thing in cows.
Yeah.
They,
yeah,
on the television were, I don't know whether you saw this this morning, you've been looking at the BBC website, obviously, and they were making a big point of it being in Staffordshire, because that's where the cows went in.
Yeah.
But they,
yeah,
should have made a bigger point of it being in cows that, yeah, they actually did this. Mm. But, I mean, it's quite simple. But here's the question. Why don't they just say, all the farmers of the UK, unite and say, right, we're not going to sell you our milk anymore. We're going to open up our own little milk shops.
Yeah, then the public are going to have to pay more. Will they do that? You know, I just don't know.
You've got to do something, because otherwise they're going to go out of business and all our milk's going to come from abroad.
Yeah, but you know what the public are like. They're just going to go for the cheapest wherever they can get it.
Sadly.
I mean, some people have to.
Sadly, yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's the farmer guy on the head of the NFL.
Yeah.
He was on the TV this morning just saying to people, come on, you've got to buy, you know, British produce, British milk,
but you
British
see,
food.
I think we've got little places around the island where they do sell their own milk.
Right.
Like, I think Brittlesford up there, they do, but you have to pay a lot more for it.
You do.
It's a problem, really. I just don't know.
It is a problem. You're absolutely right. It is a problem. But I'm hoping that common sense prevails. Otherwise, what will happen is these farmers are going to go out of business, and all our milk is going to come from abroad.
Oh, definitely, they will.
And that will be really, really sad.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you fancy being a farmer, Tom?
Not really.
Lakey?
Too much hard work.
Too much like hard work.
To get up too early.
What do you actually want to do? I've got to ask the million-dollar question. What do you actually want to do when you leave school?
I don't know. I kind of want to join the Royal Marines. Yeah. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind being an engineer or something.
Good for you. At least you've got something there. Mm. I always wanted to be, at your age, I wanted to be a policeman. And then at 15, I got into trouble. And got myself a little criminal record. Only a little one. And they wouldn't let me. Now, I'd probably get in now.
You're not tall enough, Ian.
I am. I'm too tall.
You're too tall.
Too tall. Hey, look, what do you fancy? Some kinks or... I'll tell you what, we'll do some Simon Webb, and then we go into a quick commercial break, and then we come out with Ali Campbell. He's the guy that used to be in UB40, isn't he?
Yes.